Chapter 5. The Adventure Begins. I won't tell you about our long journey from England over the Atlantic, or about our boat ride to Manaus. Instead, I'll tell you about my two companions, Professor Summerlee and Lord John Roxton. Professor Summerlee was 66 years old, but he was healthy and strong. He was a serious man, and he loved science. He was always in the forest, studying the animals and plants. He was very skeptical about our trip, because he didn't believe Professor Challenger's story. Lord John Roxton was 40 years old. He dressed elegantly and was very different from Summerlee. He believed in our journey and was excited about it. He loved South America and told us many stories about his past travels there. "I'm sure many adventures are waiting for us in this forest," he said. "Not many people know this area, so how can they call Professor Challenger a liar? Maybe there really is a lost world there." We arrived at the town of Manaus on the morning of the 15th of July. We really wanted to see the contents of Challenger's envelope, but we waited in our hotel room until 12 o'clock. Then Lord Roxton opened the envelope. It was empty.
"It was a trick," exclaimed Summerlee.
"There's no letter here, because there are no dinosaurs. I knew Challenger was a liar."
Suddenly, there was a knock on the door. Lord Roxton opened the door and was shocked. Professor Challenger was standing there.
"Professor Challenger!" exclaimed Lord Roxton. "What are you doing here?"
"I thought maybe I could help you on your journey," answered the professor. "A pilot flew me here."
"You're not coming with us," said Summerlee in an angry voice.
"Oh, yes, I am. You see, you don't know the way to the plateau," said the professor. "The envelope was empty, but I know the way. I know you don't like the idea, but you need me. Now, let's begin our journey."
None of us were very enthusiastic about Challenger's decision to accompany us, but it was impossible to argue with him. The next day, we left Manaus with enough provisions for a few months and sailed up the Amazon in a boat called the Esmeralda. We paid a native named Zamba to accompany us on our journey and help us. After 6 days, the river became narrow, and we had to leave the Esmeralda. We bought some canoes at an Indian village and continued up the river. The forest was very thick. We couldn't see much between the trees, but we heard different animals. There were crocodiles in the river. Sometimes little monkeys jumped from one tree to another, and once a jaguar looked at us through the trees with its penetrating eyes. Professor Challenger and Professor Summerlee wanted to study every plant and every animal in the forest. Each professor wanted to prove he knew more than the other one. The two men were very competitive, and they couldn't agree on anything. I looked at these two famous scientists and thought, they're like children competing for attention. We were going deeper and deeper into the forest in our canoes. On the third day, Summerlee started to worry.
"Are you sure this is the correct way?" he asked Challenger.
The professor didn't answer. He was looking around him.
"Here it is. Here's the way to the lost world,"
he suddenly exclaimed, pointing to an opening at the side of the river.
Many trees and plants grew around the opening, so it was difficult to see. We pushed our canoes through the plants and found a smaller river. It was like a garden of paradise. There were beautiful plants all around, and the water was cool and clear, with many kinds of fish swimming in it. The trees were full of birds of different colors. Our journey continued for 3 more days. Soon, the river became very narrow, and we hid our canoes under some bushes and walked along the river with our food and clothes on our backs. The next few days weren't easy. Sometimes the ground was covered with rocks. Other times it was soft and wet, and it was very difficult to walk. On one occasion, we came to an area full of bamboo. We cut the bamboo with our machetes to penetrate it. I started to feel uncertain about the trip and our mission. Will we ever find the lost world? I thought to myself. Then, on the 9th day, we climbed a hill, and there, in the distance, was a big open area with a long line of red cliffs and an enormous plateau on top. I knew the place immediately. It was the plateau from Mr. White's drawing. This is incredible, I thought in excitement. The lost world is a real place.